You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show with myself, Retro Mike Kennedy. We bring you some hilarity in the next, 40 minutes or so. Well, saying that, we have I'll bring you some hilarity. I'm not sure about the teams, but still, we'll see what we can do. Mm. And we're coming live from Bristol. Well, I say live, we're recording from Bristol. And Bristol has a proud, diverse, multicultural heritage. In 2016, Marvin Rees added his name to the city's history books by becoming the first mayor of Black African heritage in a major European city. His mission is to build a fairer, more inclusive world, which is a huge part of why Bristol is so forward-thinking city today. Personally, I find that quite awful, actually. And why would you call your son Marvin? The city was heavily bombed in World War II, causing significant damage to its historical buildings and infrastructure. Many of the buildings were rebuilt and restored in the post-war period, and today the city is home to a mix of medieval and modern architecture, though most of the social housing looks untouched since the bombing. Bristol is also home to the world-renowned Clifton Suspension Bridge, designed by Isbrand Kingdom Brunel.
Do you not know how to say his name?
I like saying it. I just like saying it that way. And opened in 1864. The bridge is where the first bungee jump occurred. The 1st of April 1979, David Kirkey, a member of Oxford University Dangerous Sports Club. I wonder if they have a safe sports club. You know, they have a day. Which do you want to be in, the danger sports club or the safe one? Oh, go on then, I'll have the danger one. I wonder what actually is part of the safe sports club.
Yeah, I mean, what sports are entirely safe? Because darts, you could throw one into
someone's
face
with the darts.
Snooker, it could go up someone's rear end.
Yeah, absolutely.
Golf, you could hit yourself in the head.
Yeah. Same with cricket, tennis, and so on.
Exactly. There is no safe sports. It's ridiculous to have in a dangerous sports club.
Tic tac toe.
Fishing is dangerous to the fish.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, and you might get pulled in.
That's true. Anyway, a member of the Oxford University Dangerous Sports Club was the first to take the plunge, jumping off Clifton Suspension Bridge, harnessed into a bungee cord. Kirk would live to tell the tale. It's strange, whenever I look at Jen, it reminds me of this story, not because of the bungee, just because I want to throw her off a bridge. The city is also home to the oldest working harbour in the UK, Bristol Harbour, dating back to the 12th century. Bristol Harbour has played an important role in the city's history, serving as a hub for trade and commerce. It's also a strong maritime history, with many museums, exhibits dedicated to this history. It was also a hot spot for ladies of the night practising their trade. Now, I'm not sure what kind of practice you need. However, it was very popular. Bessie Mayer, a well-known lady, was said to have bedded over 50 men in a week. What an amateur, eh, Jen? Bristol was the starting point of John Cabot's voyage of discovery to North America in 1497. Cabot's voyage was a significant event in the history of both Bristol and the New World, and marked the beginning of the British colonization of the Americans. Now, he landed somewhere on the East Coast, though some historians debate the exact place, although recent evidence shows that he landed in Florida and went straight to Disney, had a great time, and put a flag in Space Mountain and declared it for the king. Now, Bristol is also well known for the Bristol Aeroplane Company, a major producer of aircrafts during World War I and World War II. They produced such aircrafts as the Bristol Fighter in 1915, the Bristol Badger in 1919, That's odd, as Bristol Badger was the nickname of a girl I once dated for Bristol. Now I think of it, it was actually Bristol Beaver. Anyway, either way, I hope she's listening, and if she is, hello, Steve. So, the city was also home to the world's first passenger railway service, the Bristol to Gloucester Railway, which began operation in 1841. Bristol's railway history continues to be celebrated today, with the Bristol Temple Meads being one of the oldest working railway stations in the world. The Bristol to Gloucester train line was a good way of getting cheese, whereas Bristol to South Wales line was notoriously dangerous. So if you travel on that line to get some cheese, you'll have to do it carefully.
Ooh.
Good Lord. Hey.
Oh, see what I do there? This is why you're here, is for the comedy gold, really. That's what it is.
Did you get that joke from your childhood in Wales itself?
I never had a childhood. I was born a man. Bristol is a popular destination. I'll start that again, shall I? Bristol is a popular tourist destination with many attractions and activities to offer. The city is known for its parks and green spaces, making it a popular destination for outdoor activities and the homeless. Bristol is home to several notable festivals and events throughout the year, including the Bristol International Balloon Fiesta, the Bristol Harbour Festival, the British Food and Drink Festival. These events showcase the city's diverse culture and vibrant community and attract visitors from all over the world. The festivals are known for their diverse range of activities, including live music, food and drink, an almost impossible citywide game of Find a Virgin. Bristol is also known for its strong cycling culture, with miles of dedicated bike lines and an annual cycle festival. This makes a popular destination for both commuters and recreational cyclists. Cyclists, I should say. They're not cyclists. I don't know what the cyclists are. And the city has been constantly ranked as one of the UK's top cycling cities. The Cycling Festival is also a major event in the city, showcasing the latest in cycling technology and drawing in a large number of cycling enthusiasts from all over the country. So,
May I say something?
Of course you can.
The naked one is the best in Bristol.
Oh, of course you'd know that.
Yeah, that's we got, I think so in July, if I'm right, yeah, the naked cyclist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Naked cyclist.
Is that Adrian?
Never attended. I just watching them. Yeah, it's an amazing view.
So you didn't attend as Adrian.
We have to come back in July and to watch.
Maybe
them
we can do a live retro breakfast quiz show, yeah, from the Bristol naked cycling thing.
But only if we're going to be naked.
Yeah. So we got all these large number of cyclists from all over the country, sort of like conveniently being in one location. So if you're listening to this, Russia, there's a good target for the day. You know, target the festival. Do us all a favour. Yeah. Let's get rid of all the cyclists all in one go, I think, that's to be honest. Bristol was also the birthplace to Concorde supersonic jet, the first of which was built in the city in the 1960s, and it could travel so quick that it was twice the speed of sound. That's quicker than most things in the world, except for Joe, but he's working than that. Talking of getting things over with quickly, let's meet the team.
He's on the list, not the one you want to be on. It's Joe. She's so old she had a pet dinosaur. Jenny? No one can understand what he is saying, but he still comes along. It's Adrian! She's a sandwich short of a picnic. It's Tamika.
Joe has been a regular and persistent performer on this show since the first episode, which is more than he is at home, at least that's what his girlfriend says. Tamika is the baby of the show, not by age, just that she cries a lot and wets herself. A bit like Jen in that regard.
Just that Jen's not the baby. She has adult pants.
I've never looked. So Jen has been researching her family tree and come across her great-grandmother, who in her day worked as a madame in a brothel. Not nice. Only was she part of the oldest profession in the world, but she also was completely blind. So fair dues, you got to hand it to her. Jen did think about going on into that profession and following in her great-grandmother's footsteps, but let's be honest, who's going to pay for that?
There must be someone. Can we find them for the next episode? And bring them with us to wherever we're going in the next episode.
This marks Adrian's second appearance on the show. Adrian is an active quiz player. However, he did struggle a little bit last time. However, Jen has kindly said that she would lend a firm hand to get up his points.
That's the first time for everything, Adrian. Don't
it is. Okay, well, let's play our first game. So this first game is called Polly's Got a Cracker. Now, you might remember Polly's Got a Cracker, and you might remember this round from a few weeks ago. In this round, contestants must repeat the previous word or words and add in another one to it. So, for instance, if the first word is Jen, and then the second is, I might choose old. However, they don't have to be linked. The endangered species of a parrot is quite concerning to the world, myself included. So I'm quite fond of feathered parrot down duvets. And if they become extinct, what am I going to stuff my duvet with then? So, we're going to play Polly Got a Parrot. And as you understand the rules, Tamika, you're looking a bit dumbfounded there.
I don't.
So basically, Joe's going to come up with a word.
Yeah.
Then you've got to come up with another word. But you have to say his word first. Then your word. And then Adrian say your word, his word, your word, then and then you. His word. And it keeps going around like that until we eliminate one of you, until we eliminate one of you lovely people.
I'm ready because I got a really difficult word today for all of
you. Don't you find most of the English language difficult?
Yeah, I opened the dictionary. I started to learn English. I was like, oh, this word just for tonight.
Okay. Well, this better be spectacular.
So sorry, guys.
Better than cats that he came out with last time.
Yes,
I'm going to be.
You spelled that wrong. Okay, so Joe.
Flamingo.
Okay.
Flamingo magnet. Oh, I can't get words out already.
Is that failing already?
No, that's it. Go on.
Flamingo magnificent.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated.
Oh, for God's sake.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated toilet.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated toilet table.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated toilet.
Has she got this? Okay, have a guess. Have a guess. It's something very close to you.
Table.
Well done. And you have to come out with a word as well.
Adrian.
Okay.
All right. I have to. Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian.
Yeah, that was it. The clue was it was your name. Yeah.
Mug.
For Flamingo. those listening at home, that was mug.
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 Well, you can say...
How do you say sausage?
Sausage. Sorry for my accent.
I love your accent. Okay, Jen?
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian, mug, cat.
Flamingo. It's amazing when you think about it that she can't remember to get dressed, but she can remember all of that. You know, it's just, she doesn't know where she is.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian, mug, cat, mushroom.
Ooh. Tamika.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated.
I just want to help
if
you.
If only that
you
could be
like she's on my team. Just want to help her. I just want
she's
to
on
her.
My team.
Toilet. Table. Adrian. Mug. Cat. Mushroom.
And?
It's amazing that the thing that you forget is the thing that you have to make up.
I know, yeah. It's because I'm trying to remember everything else.
Okay, so what have you got? You got car?
Car.
Okay.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian, mug, cat.
Cat.
Yes.
Yeah. There was only one cat, but there we are. My cat killed
mushroom.
Himself.
Mushroom.
My cat did kill himself.
Oh, okay. And then elephant ear.
That's two words.
No, that's a plant. That's a plant name.
But it's still two words.
Okay, so it's gonna be bird of paradise.
That's three words. Words. Three words.
Paradise.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay. This is going on. This is great. Oh, by the way, I did say about my cat killing himself. Yes. He shot himself 8 times. So.
Well, they've got 9 lives, so I don't know where the other lives come then.
No, I shot him after. the vet fee was too much. I thought, oh, you're done, pal. Do you know what the best way is when you actually, you know, when you get toast and you butter toast and it falls down, butter side down on the floor? You know, a cat, if you throw a cat in the air, I'm told, it lands on its feet. So what I do is I strap my toast to the cat. Okay, Jen, your turn.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian, mug, cat, mushroom, car, paradise.
And yours.
She was doing so well.
Satchel.
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 Why would you do that, Jen?
I don't understand. What's that?
Satchel. It's satchel.
It's a bag.
A slang word for a female. No, it's yeah, it's a bag.
That's a okay.
School bag.
I'm gonna use just school bag. Yeah, in this case.
Satchel.
No, that's two words. Like the word is satchel.
Like nacho. Yeah, satchel. Yeah, it's all
satchel
right.
Satchel like nacho.
Nacho, satchel. Yeah, it's all right.
You have
to accept my nacho.
Okay.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, table, Adrian, mug, cat, mushroom, car, paradise, satchel, fire.
Wow. Don't know if that was a request or a word.
Flamingo, magnificent, discombobulated, toilet, Mushroom.
No, it's Amika. You let the team down. Unfortunately, no, it was table was the next one. So
and was that next.
That means that
you when you said that word, I don't even know what it was. Come back.
Satchel.
Oh, that's it there, I'm done.
Also, how does Mike know this? Because you're not writing this down.
I have the photographic memory. I don't know why. Not that I'm taking photos, I'm just listening to words. I don't know how that works. But still, there we go. That means that Joe, unfortunately, Tamika has let herself down. She's left the team down, her family down, and the listeners of the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show down. So you are disqualified. And
what
is and that means that Jen and Adrian are the winners of this round. Well done.
I'm okay. So disappointed in you, Tamika.
Joe, you didn't
honestly,
help. You didn't
honestly.
Help. You was giving me very hard words.
Don't worry.
What, like table?
Flamingo, that's a tongue twizzler.
You got that one!
Just about. It's because it was the first one.
Jenny, I told you we're going to win today.
Well, we'll wait and see. Okay, are you ready for your next game?
It is but a number. No need to be slumber, just see if you can be bolder. Which sleds are really older? You'll need playing it all summer. Age is but a number.
On to a number game now. This is called Age is But a Number. In this game, contestants must decide if a celebrity is older or younger than the previous celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence,
that's for you.
An older or younger, play your cards right. Recently, when I went to Age Concern charity shop, the lady behind the counter asked me my age, and when I told her, I did ask why, and she said, no reason, I'm just concerned. So I have some mathematical kind of brains that I need you to to work with.
Great.
You know, we've all had to learn mathematics at school. It's so old that Jen remembers counting in Roman numerals. So, you know, let's see what we can do here with this game. All right. So I'm going to give you some celebrities, and you're going to tell me whether they're older or younger than the previous celebrity. So, Robert De Niro, this is for you, Jen. Is he older or younger than Danny DeVito?
Older.
You say older, what do you say?
I would also say older.
He is older by 1 year.
No.
Is that all?
80. I would say he's older because he's called Robert.
He's called Robert.
He's called Robert, he's older.
What was the other person's name again?
Danny.
Danny, yeah, because Danny's more of a...
Daniel.
You know, yeah, not Robert.
So
I think
are, you, are you suggesting that Robert's people naming their child Robert is older than
yes,
people...
Yes, you would not name your child Robert now. If you do, I'm concerned.
Well, okay, fair enough. I strange logic, but that's fine. Okay, okay, on to you, Adrian. Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, I know.
You know who he is? Is he older or younger than John Travolta?
Younger.
You say younger?
Yeah.
What do you say over here?
I would say younger.
He's older.
No. See, why did no one ask me?
I looked at you and you just looked at me like
that. I never got asked. Why was this not saying anything?
It's we're a team, Tamika.
Okay,
Tamika.
Wow, made us lose this time.
Tamika, what do you think? Older or younger?
Older.
Yeah, you're right. How did you know?
How did you know?
Point to Tamika. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is 76 and John Travolta is 71.
Oh.
Okay, Tom Cruise or Hugh
Jackman.
Grant.
Tom Cruise is older.
Yes, I would agree.
Tom Cruise or Hugh Grant? What do you think, Tamika? Who's older?
I don't know who the other one is. I'm not gonna lie, but I'm going
Hugh Grant is from Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
He's a British.
Notting Hill.
Bridget
Jones.
He kind of talks a lot like he's like this all the time.
I'm still going for Tom Cruise.
Okay. Tom Cruise, what do you say?
I would say the same.
Actually, Tom Cruise is 62.
Really? He's aged fast.
Whereas Hugh Grant is 64.
No way.
So, no point there. Okay, Mel Gibson or Tom Hanks? Who's older?
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
I would definitely say Mel. No. Oh, I'm just thinking about the film. No, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson all the way. Tom Hanks always has a baby face. And Mel Gibson's been going since age 80s, yeah, early 80s.
So is Tom Hanks.
Not the early 80s.
Yes.
Has he?
Yes, of course, yes.
I just know him.
Splash. The Man with the Red Shoe. It's all Tom Hanks films.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So what do you say? Tom Hanks older or younger than...
Younger.
You say Tom Hanks is younger?
Older.
You say he's older? Jen?
Yeah. What?
Yes, older.
Tom Hanks is 1 year younger. Tom Hanks is 68.
Yes.
And
told you.
Mel Gibson is 69. Good day, mate. Okay. This is open to the floor now. So, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is he older or younger than Will Smith?
Will Smith's older.
Oh, definitely.
Will Smith's older.
Really?
The Rock. We want about The Rock.
Will Smith, yeah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, and how old was he then when he done that?
Like 18.
He was a teenager.
If you're wondering who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is, you just have to look at me and, you know, look identical.
I don't know. I would say Will Smith because he's got some grey hairs now. I know The Rock is bald, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he has no hairs.
But...
Yeah.
I'd be really shocked if The Rock was older than Will Smith because if The Rock is older than Will Smith, I need his skincare routine.
Yeah, but he is also built like an absolute unit.
Yeah.
And I think that makes him look younger.
That's why I get confused all the time in the street when people come up to me and say, "Are you The Rock?" I'm not.
I'm the pebble.
No, they don't say, "Are you The Rock?" They say, "Are you a rock?"
Or something that rhymes with rock. Yeah, that's another So what do we say then, folks?
I'd say Will Smith's older.
I say Will Smith's
younger. Rock is younger.
Rock is younger? You are all right. You all get a point. Well done.
Told you there's no way his skin routine, if he was older than Will Smith, he would.
Okay. Here's one for you. We have Leonardo DiCaprio. Or Leonardo DiCaprio's son, maybe. I don't know. And Deadpool actor.
Deadpool
Ryan Reynolds.
Actor.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, DiCaprio's
older. Yeah.
DiCaprio's. You always see those pictures of him with much younger ladies.
Yeah, he's definitely older.
Ryan Reynolds going to be younger.
You think Ryan Reynolds is younger than Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
I think he's older.
Because DiCaprio's been going since the early 90s.
So is Ryan Reynolds. Yes. What does he watch? In actual fact, there's 2 years difference. Ryan Reynolds is younger than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you now a little bit of a
moniker in my life.
More difficult.
So, are we? Who do you think? Now, I can't remember the name of the actor's name here. So you're going to have to bear with me on this one. It will come to me in a sec. Who's the actor? What's the name of the actor that plays Ron Weasley?
Rupert Grint.
Really? Dumbledore. So
is Rupert Grint?
You watch that. That's funny. That
is Rupert Grint. Older or younger than Daniel Radcliffe?
Young, older.
He's older because he was the oldest of the three.
Yeah, in Harry Potter.
I think it went Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, Daniel Radcliffe.
I was a gardener for Daniel Radcliffe, so again, definitely we're hearing he's the younger story. One. Yeah,
in London.
I lived in London.
Wow.
And I was a gardener.
Did Daniel Radcliffe...
he's the younger one, yeah.
Did Daniel Radcliffe ever show you his wand?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
I should go back.
Still in actual fact, you're right. Daniel Radcliffe is younger than Rupert Grint.
Mm. One reason. Mm.
Yeah.
Both very, very good actors, by the way. Both of them are. And Rupert Grint, I think, is a very underrated actor. And that's just because he's ginger. Anyway, let's do one more then. Keanu Reeves, is he older or younger than Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, I don't know.
He's older. Oh. I reckon he's older. He's one of those mystical people who looks much younger than he is.
My name's Keanu Reeves. Mm. I listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. And I'm also Neo. It's like he's in the room.
Mr. Anderson.
Don't check it. That, excuse.
What are you doing?
What do you do?
I'm texting my mom.
Okay.
Play the game.
So, mom, do you know if Keanu Reeves is older than Daniel, whatever his name is, Robert Downey Jr.?
He's still thinking of Daniel Radcliffe. Adrian often thinks of that.
I've seen Robert Downey Jr. and he looks like really old.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do then. For a bonus point then, put these actors in age order.
Oldest Johnny first Depp, or youngest first?
Oldest first. Johnny Depp, Robert Downey Jr. and Keanu Reeves.
Johnny Depp's the oldest.
Ooh, right, okay.
Mm. And then I would say it goes Johnny Depp, Keanu Who's Reeves, Johnny Robert Depp? Downey Jr. You don't know Johnny Depp?
Pirates of the Caribbean? Name.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Two of you just went, oh.
Did you this one out?
Yeah, why am I on a team with Tamika? Because she does not.
No idea.
No, we know.
Okay, so what do you think then?
Johnny Depp's the oldest.
What do you think, Jen?
Johnny Depp, Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey Jr.
is the right answer,
yes.
Jen.
Yes!
I wanted to say, like, I agree with you.
You didn't know who he was.
No. When Jack Sparrow, yeah, Jack Sparrow, I know, but you can use the other name.
Well, sometimes I only remember people from their film names.
Yeah, exactly.
People say, yeah, but who?
But do you know Jack Sparrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know Johnny Depp. What's his name?
He's the person that plays Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, obviously, I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know Jack Sparrow is not real, yeah?
In my eyes, he is.
Anyway, that was fun. Let's move on.
What's in the bin? What's in the bin? Is something precious? Is it just old tin? Who does it belong to? Time will only tell, but through the bin itself, just try to ignore the smell.
Okay, so we're going to play a game called Where's Your Bin? Okay, this is in the bin. It's also known as What's in the Bin. It's a game all about investigation. Now, I've gone through some famous people's bins, and all you have to do is guess whose bin it is. It's as simple as that. Let's see what whose bin I'm going through. So I'm going through the bin at the moment, and I am picking up lots of dating apps.
Adrian.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
easy.
Every single.
No, this is a celebrity, don't forget.
Oh.
Adrian's not a celebrity.
No.
Not yet.
Okay, I'll give you another clue. It's got a notepad and it's dating sites just for single women.
Bridget Jones. What's her name?
No.
What's the name?
Don't ask me. Joe's taking it for the theme.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
No. I've noticed that she's got a membership card. It's for exclusive club just for single ladies.
Beyonce.
Well done,
Joe. I was going to say that.
It is Beyonce.
Yes, Jen.
Very good. And she invited me in for a nice cup of tea before the police came. onto the next game, okay? I am going through this person's bin and I'm finding a picture of the Queen. Anyone got any ideas?
There could be loads of people.
With yes.
But wait a second.
Which queen?
It is Queen Elizabeth II.
But put it in the bin.
It's in the bin.
So that's like it's a bad relation.
I think you're reading too much into it.
Maybe.
Oh, nice.
So that's
Edward.
It could be anyone.
What's the name?
The troll. Is his name? What's his name? King Charles the.
Why would he put a picture of his mum in the bin?
Oh, that's his mum. I thought he was
on the No, you do know Queen Elizabeth II was his mum.
He definitely was not married to the Queen. No.
Okay. I'm confused.
So who are you saying? You're saying
alive at this point.
You're saying King Charles?
No, I'm not.
You're okay. Not saying
she's Charles. Not speaking on behalf okay. of I'll our say, team. No.
No.
May I say something?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Meghan Markle, yeah.
Meghan Merkel? No, you're wrong.
Definitely.
She wasn't alive when Queen Elizabeth II was.
She was. Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, that queen.
Yes, that queen. Are you?
Do you know what?
I know.
Go on.
What's
Beyonce?
No, the lady's the name of Princess Diana's ex-husband's new wife. What's her name?
Camilla Parkin Wright.
Camilla. It was Camilla.
No.
You're absolutely wrong.
I was going to say, oh, I've got an idea. Just quickly, is it Johnny Rotten?
No. No. This picture of the Queen has been ripped up into tiny pieces, rather. Mm. And also, as well, there is something that resembles a crown as well. A receipt.
King Charles.
What's that?
King Charles.
It is King Charles. Yes, you should go and rewrite it. It was King Charles.
Honestly.
It's King Charles.
You were right.
She was.
And you said, I can't talk for our team.
She was right. She was right straight from...
My mind is blown.
Okay. So, okay, I've gone through another bin. And in this bin, there is a packet of Tanner Ladies.
What have you been doing around my house again?
Yeah, sorry, Jen. All right, fair enough, yeah. Okay.
Goodness sake.
I'll leave your bin alone. Okay, now I've gone through someone's bin, and this person is quite famous, actually. It's quite famous because they've got a picture. It's like...
It's a he, guys.
It's a picture of a big heart around... Donald Trump.
Adrian.
No, it's not Adrian.
Elon Musk,
yeah.
It is not Elon Musk. And this big heart around...
Keir Starmer.
I sincerely hope not. And this big heart says P and T forever.
B and T.
No,
P. P and T. And who was it on the picture again? Donald Trump.
Trump with a big heart around it. It's been thrown in the bin now, but still, I mean, it's probably just a mistake. But
P and T.
P must be their surname, because T is obviously Trump's surname. So the other person's surname must begin with a P.
So someone who loves... It's not Mike Pence.
No.
That's
Putin.
Melon.
What's that?
Putin.
It is Putin. Well done. Yes, I've been going through his bins.
We found the Russian spy.
Sorry,
What's the first name of Putin?
I don't know.
Vladimir.
ask me, I know exactly.
Adrian, what is the first name?
Vladimir Putin.
It's Vladimir.
Vladimir.
Have a beer, Putin. Something like that, I'm not sure.
And that's, if you want the Hungarian pronunciation, it's Putin.
Putin.
Yeah,
Putin.
Okay, I've been going through someone else's bin, and Putin. It's full of eggshells.
Mine.
No.
I've been egging Mike's car. You've caught me.
I wondered who did that. No.
Eggshells.
Eggshells everywhere. And sellotape. So obviously who this is tried to do something with the eggshells and the sellotape.
It's Humpty Dumpty.
It is Humpty Dumpty.
Yes.
Well done. Do you want one more?
Why not?
Humpty Dumpty smashing eggs is just murder.
Well, no, he's just Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall.
Remember, he was sat on the wall.
He's killing his own kind.
Maybe he's trying to make a new skin, like the guy in Silence of the Lambs.
That is so dark, Jen. That is so sinister.
Wow, you just turned Humpty Dumpty into something quite freaky. There's children out there now hiding underneath their beds. And so they should. I'll be around at 8. One last one then. One last one. I'm going to make this one very, 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 very difficult. Okay. There is an award in the bin for the greatest host ever. It's fallen off the desk.
Terry Wogan.
No.
Mike.
Retro Kennedy.
Yes, well done, Jen. Oh my goodness.
Wait, how I said Mike, so I got that one.
Yeah,
for
unfortunately, that's not my name. My name is Retro Mike Kennedy. But there we go. Thank you for playing anyway. That was the end of that one, and that was fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay.
What happened to you, my china plate? Your bolts are right old to an eight. Your mincers are all black and blue, and your filter tips are swollen too. You fell down the apples, I'm not surprised. Your daisy roots are oversized, your strides are dragging on the deck. You could have broke your Gregory Peck.
Right on to our next game. Now, this is called Diamond Geezer, and it's a game about local slang. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Cockney, Welsh, Irish, certain places have certain slang words for different things. Clever use of words is a good way of remembering them and the difference between them. For instance, the difference between a literalist and a kleptomaniac. Now, a literalist takes things literally, and a kleptomaniac takes things literally. So, as we hear in Bristol, we can converse in Bristolian slang. So, I would like you to tell me what these slang terms mean. Okay? It's as easy as that. Okay? So, Jason Donovan.
Jason Derulo.
No.
No, that's not how we play the game. It's like apples and pears in Cockney means stairs.
Oh,
you know, stuff like that. So it's kind of like Cockney rhyming slam. This is Bristolian.
I love that your brain thought of Jason Derulo.
I just thought that's very awesome.
Jason Donovan.
I'm still thinking of that picture he uploaded on Instagram.
Anyway, what do we think? I like the fact we have conversations, but we do want to play the games as well, you know. What do we think Jason Donovan is in Bristolian?
Is this open to the floor?
Yes.
I think Jason Donovan would be a man.
No.
No, it's an object.
It's sort of an object.
Yeah.
It's to make a cheating again.
Ignore me, guys. One thing about me is I'm not a cheat.
Fan.
It is a kebab van.
Oh,
okay. I would have never guessed that.
So yeah, it's a kebab van.
Maybe
okay.
I'll sit this one out.
All right, my lover. All right, my lover.
How are you?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yep. It means hello.
What? Why am ya? Is that like?
I don't think that's Bristolian.
Oh. Not Bristolian.
Okay.
Why am ya, mate?
Baba.
Baby.
Babe.
It is baby, yes, well done. Keena.
Excited?
Sort of, I'll give you that. It actually means a clever or enthusiastic person.
All gents gone quiet in this game.
Completely yeah. Over my head.
So, clever or enthusiastic person. So, Tamika, you're not a Keena.
Right. Oh.
Arca to E.
A?
Arca to E.
Listen to you.
Yeah, check you out, listen to you. Yeah, I'll take that. Well done.
I thought that would meant eager.
No, it doesn't, but I can see how you got that. Girt.
Girth.
No, not girth. Girt.
Good.
No.
Girt.
Is it great?
Go. No. You can start saying things with G all you like, but
is it like fit? Like attractive fit?
No.
Like she's really good.
Well, you could actually use that as a sentence to say that someone is really good.
Fat?
It's great, isn't it?
Well, the term is large, but still.
Oh, yeah, large.
It is large. What about cribs?
House.
How's it?
Or a cot. House or a cot.
No. No, it's not. No.
Cribs.
Yep.
Crips.
Oh, chips.
No, cribs.
Crisps.
No, crisps. Cribs.
It's a shopping centre.
It is a shopping centre. Well
yes.
Done.
Yes, my favourite.
He would know that. He's always getting taken on dates there.
Yeah.
He's not really loitering there.
Want to make him man the boy.
Cribs Causeway.
Did you go up Cribs Causeway?
I'll meet you outside Marks and Spencer's a date.
Toilet. Excuse me.
What about gas head?
Like your head's too big. A big head.
It's not. It's
farting too much.
It's not a medical sort of like ailment.
Farting too much.
No. Gas, no, gas head, not gas, gas bottom.
Someone who's loud.
Is it a petrol station?
No.
Is it someone who's a bit of a sweary human?
That's a potty mouth.
That's a very good one, potty mouth. But no, it's not that. Gashead is a Bristol Rovers fan.
Oh.
They're called Gasheads.
Not Adrian, then.
Gasheads.
What about Innit?
Innit.
Isn't it?
Isn't it, of course. Oh. What about Sadly Broke?
Heartbroken. Yeah.
I've got no money.
No.
Sadly Broke.
Mm-hmm.
But?
This you'll never get. This is Sadly Broke means Bradley Stoke, which is a location.
Well, that's silly, isn't
in Bristol. It says, what seems like a clever, harmless rhyme to Bradley Stoke is actually quite a sad history. The residential area in North Bristol was made infamous for hindering the first-time buyers on shared ownership schemes during the property price crash in the late 80s and early 90s. Many people did indeed become sadly broke.
I need to have a word if we ever made that up.
How on earth would we ever have got that?
I don't know. I knew it.
Have you been to Bradley Stoke?
No, I've got it written down in front of me. What about Bristle?
Bristol.
It is Bristol, yes. Okay, what about Cheers Drive?
Thank you, taxi driver, for giving me a lift.
Not quite. It's thank you,
getting drunk bus in the taxi.
Driver.
Oh.
What about Mint?
Great, like that's good.
Rich.
Yep, that's it, really good. What about Proper?
Well, good, innit?
Yeah, something is good, innit? It's mint, it's lush, it's proper, it's nice, it's authentic.
We've suddenly gone Cockney now.
Oh, I can do I can do Cockney, I can do Welsh, or I can do... All right then, my name's David Bowie, and I'm... What about Scrumpy?
Cider!
It is cider. What about Mind?
Mind yourself.
Sort of.
Watch out.
Yeah.
But what does it mean, though? We put it in the sentence.
Be careful, like cautious. Yeah,
it's
careful.
A word to emphasise a point, so I'll give you that. What about glider?
Gliding in the water.
No, glider is another word for cider.
Is it?
Ridiculous.
It is.
What about if you have a scrumpy glider? Is that a cider?
No, that's a criminal record and 3 points on your licence. Anyway.
Scrumpy glider.
That was the end of that game. And, never go to Bristol, folks, because none of you will know what the hell they're going to be talking about.
Adrian, you can never return to your favourite shopping centre for a shenanigan.
Okay. Now, before we play our last game, I need to talk to you about a few things. So, did you know some interesting facts about Bristol, and for all the Bristolians out there that's listening to this show, chocolate bars were invented in Bristol at what is now called the Odeon Cinema. That's where the location of the Odeon Cinema is, where Bristol chocolate bars. And in Only Fools and Horses, Nelson Mandela's house in Only Fools and Horses is actually located in Bristol. So is the house from the Young Ones.
Ooh.
Is located
did
in Bristol.
Not know that.
No, you do.
In 1979, there was an unexpected hum in Bristol. But that's when Jen lived there. When she left, the smell went away. Ribena was invented in Bristol by the National Fruit and Cider Institute. Gary Glitter was held in Bristol's. No, this is true. Gary Glitter was held in Bristol's Hawfield prison after taking his laptop into PC World in Cribbs Causeway, and a technician yet again discovered things on his hard drive.
Really?
Yeah, and that's how he got convicted on the second time.
They always say they never go in your hard drive, and it's always a lie, isn't it? Always a lie.
We produce, Bristol produced more hot air balloons than anywhere else in the world. You know, the first ever bungee jump. The infamous pirate Blackbeard was a Bristolian. The HMV, the dog in HMV. You know the one that's looking into the megaphone?
Don't tell me it's from Bristol.
The HMV dog is a Bristolian. He was called Nipper, and he was born in Bristol in 1884.
Wow.
And he died when a gramophone fell on him. and Bristol used to have its own time zone.
What?
It ran a grand total of 10 minutes behind London time.
Why?
I think it's because everyone in Bristol is
slightly
a bit slow.
Behind. Yeah.
And may I say something?
Yes,
about
of course.
The local money as well.
Local money?
Yeah.
You mean the pound?
Yeah. Just like for the Bristolians.
Okay, go on.
And my Instagram name is Bristolian as well. Just to share with you.
That's one of his many.
Don't everyone go and follow him then?
I love that just then, all Adrian did was say, they use pounds in Bristol, and I have an Instagram called Bristolian.
Yeah, so follow me.
The local currency, they got a local currency in Bristol.
Do they actually?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I can't.
The Bristol rupee?
Yeah.
The Bristol.
I just disclose that information to you.
Do they trade in children?
And
do they trade in cocaine?
And in the data bus, you can pay by the local currency as well.
Oh, really?
In the data bus.
That's quite interesting. I think Bristol is a very cultural city. It's a very lovely city. As much as we make some jokes about it here, it's a lovely city to go to. And if you ever get a chance to go to Bristol, I would highly recommend it. But actually, just down the road is Devon, so you may as well just keep on going to Devon. It's much nicer there. And actually, it's Cornwall as well, so I mean, in fact, don't even go. Yeah. Anyway.
I like to eat some sausages, I eat them every day. Little ones and big ones, I put them all away. Let's play with sausages, it could be a lot of fun. Sausages can be naughty, so please don't tell your mum. Sausages.
Right, on to our final game then. This is sausages.
Sausage.
Okay, finally it's sausages. In this game, contestants replace a word or words with sausage or sausages. The word they replace can be a film title, a song, or even a famous phrase or film lines. Joe is known locally as the Sausage King, or the King of Sausage. Now, this isn't a name he's given himself, just his wanted name by Midlands Police. So, for this game, I'll ask you to come up with new names for famous pop singers or bands. Okay? And I will start with Tamika.
Sausage Wonder.
Sausage Wonder?
Yeah.
What is in Stevie?
Do you want to lean a bit forward for me?
Sausage Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, very good. Okay, Adrian?
Billy Sausage-ilish.
Billy Sausage-ilish.
Yes. Yeah. It's Billie Eilish,
Billie
isn't it?
Yeah,
well then. Okay.
Nice.
Tamika? Oh, not Tamika. Jen.
Fallout Sausage.
Oh, yes, Jen.
That's why he got arrested, isn't it? Okay, Joe?
Right Sausage Fred.
Oh, that sounds like something Adrian does on the weekend. Okay.
Little Sausage.
Oh, sounds like I'm talking to Joe's girlfriend. Adrian?
Sausage E.T. Perry.
Sausage what, sorry?
Sausage E.T. Perry.
Sausage E.T. Perry.
What?
Okay.
Sausage E.T. Perry.
Katy Perry.
Sausage E.T. Perry.
I think the way you've done this is exceptionally odd.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Brilliant.
Jen.
Badly drawn sausage.
I hate a badly drawn sausage.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I really do, yeah. Mm. Okay, Joe.
Backstreet Sausages. Oh.
You have been hanging around Adrian way too long.
You're right there, Jen.
We'll go back to Bristol Chris, aren't we? Okay, Tamika.
Arctic Sausages.
Oh, I don't like cold sausage.
They just shrivel away.
They do.
Yes.
They do. Okay, Adrian.
Red hot chili sausage.
Red hot chili sausage. That's a good one. I like
that. That's nice.
Jen?
Sausage Rogers.
I bet it does. Not that you remember, but still, yeah. Okay, this is open to the floor now. Anyone at all?
Dire Sausages.
Dire Sausages.
Ed Sausages.
Ed Sausages.
Ed Sheeran.
I know it. I didn't have to explain it to me.
Pink sausage.
Pink sausage.
Pink sausage.
So is
pink
this
Floyd? Come on.
Pink Floyd.
How old are you?
What was that, T?
He didn't replace the word. He'd be on about pink.
No, he's not. He's about Pink Floyd.
No, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Destiny's sausage.
I wasn't letting you have the point.
What's that?
Destiny's sausage.
Nice. Destiny's sausage. Right.
Well, I think I'm going to end that game of sausages there. And I think definitely some interesting and somewhat dark things come out of that there. So that's it. That's the end of sausages. And it is the end of the show.
No.
So let me see what I can do in regards to the points, and then we can see if we have a definitive winner this week.
Tamika, do you think you've won this week?
Who knows?
Okay, I've totted up all of the points, and I can announce that we do have a winner, and that winner is in this room.
Really?
It is, yeah, in this room. And that winner is Luke. Well done, Luke.
Luke, you won!
You won.
Yes, mate! Well, yes!
How does it feel to be a winner?
Incredible.
Incredible. Yeah, you did hear the question, didn't you? Yeah, I said, how does it feel to be a winner? Not how does it feel to be with me? But no, it's... Just want to clarify. Same answer for both?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay. So Luke is the winner this week. Unfortunately, all of you lost, I'm afraid. I mean, ooh, he just got more points than you, which was none. So that's all good. So that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening once again. From myself, Retro Mike Hendy, from Joe, from Tamika, from Adrian, and from Jenny Wenny. It's a very good night. God bless and goodbye.
Good night.
Bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.